This is Tom Waring inviting you to continue our study of the great Bible subject of marriage, and in particular, the subtopic, Marriage is Not for Immature People. We've already discussed in quite some detail marks of immaturity and a number of marks of maturity. If a person is really a mature or grown-up person, what will be his characteristics? We've talked about some of these, and now today, a little more in detail on the matter of the fact that a Christian attitude toward the sexual relationship is another mark of maturity. When a man marries, he should have a mature sense of the responsibilities which are now his. He has a responsibility of providing his wife with the material necessities of life, and the wife has a responsibility of keeping the house as it should be kept. Each has very definite responsibilities to the other. Those of you who have been listening in the past know that I have referred to a number of times and have explained in some detail the instructions of the Apostle Paul to married people in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Mature Christian people recognize and meet the responsibilities therein outlined. The mature Christian person recognizes that in spite of the fact that the sex urge is strong, it is not the strongest urge within a man or woman. It is not, as some psychologists would have us to believe, the motivation behind everything we do. Rather, as I have previously explained, it is a means of expressing love and a means of being loved. The fundamental motivation is not sex, not merely the physical itself, but the desire to love and to be loved. This is a basic need of man. Without loving and being loved, man cannot be happy. He cannot be what he should be. And so the Bible makes clear that the sexual relationship is not the basic motivation behind our deeds. It is what might be well called the added language or additional language which God has given to husbands and wives by which they can say, "I love you," in a more expressive way than ordinary speech provides. Mature Christian people do not look upon the sexual relationship as something to get. They look upon it as an experience to share with one's beloved. They look upon it as a means not only of maintaining their love, but of nourishing it and causing it to grow and become even more meaningful. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 30, and also 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, emphasize that the basic motivation in marriage is spiritual. It's two people who are helping one another to spend eternity in heaven with God. It is not merely a license to physical relationship, though it does include that in a very vital and crucial way. Mature Christian people can handle the sexual relationship with a minimum of trouble and a maximum of pleasure. Maturity at this point involves knowledge of human anatomy, that of one's partner as well as one's own. It involves emotional maturity and usefulness. It involves spiritual maturity. And it is certainly clear from Bible teaching that the closer a man and woman are to God, the closer they will be to one another. And that includes their life of physical intimacy. Apparently, some people look upon the sexual relationship as a sort of very unfortunate affair, which has been more or less forced upon them, in fact, upon all of humanity in the eyes of some people. To such people, it is unmentionable and sordid. To such, to engage in it, even in marriage, is somewhat shameful. Even in spite of the fact that the Bible teaches in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4, that marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. In spite of this, some mothers, in seeking to build within their daughters an attitude which will guard them from premarital relations, which of course ought to be done, but they go too far and largely impair the ability of their daughters to be the kind of wives which God would have them to be. Mothers have the responsibility to train their daughters in the sacredness of the purity of their persons, but they also have the responsibility to teach them the beauty and spiritual significance of married love in all of its aspects. Remember that God intends for the sexual relation to build up love between husband and wife in all of its aspects. God intends for the sexual relationship to have a vital part in the building up of love between the husband and wife and to help provide an atmosphere of love in which their children may grow to maturity. But our time is gone for today. Be back tomorrow to help us to study this most vital Bible topic.